A little bit bigger. It's a warmer crowd. It's really nice. Every night, everybody wants to come back.
What they call grand finale.
Light refreshments all year.
Tov Shin Samach Tes, the Sug of Yorin Bar-Gavar. What they call grand finale. I make it. If you know, I'm like a woman that gives birth. I make a shvur every year. I'm not going to do it again the next year.
It's a very, very, very large and complex sugya, Yahar Gal Yabar. In the first part of the shir, I want to examine really specific points. A specific point in Shitas Tosfos and a specific point in Shitas Rashi. And it may be a bit boring. It's a specific lumdisha point in Tosfos, a specific lumdisha point in Rashi. It's discussing a certain subtlety, a lumdus of the way they viewed a specific point. And the second part of the shir, Mitzvah Hashem, I hope to talk about the Rambam Shita, which is already a very broad outlook on the whole Inyan, and that'll probably be more interesting. The Rambam had a whole different take on the whole sugya that I think is different than Tosfos and many of the Rishonim. I think it's the same as Rashi, but we'll see. Okay, so we have the sugya of Yerik Bal Yavor and Sanhedrin Dafayin Dalit, Sochim Dav Chafei, it's an Abul Dozoret, a few places in Shas. Right? If they give a choice of being killed or doing the Aveira, Yavar Val Yehoret, except for the three Chamurus, as we call them, of the Dezorgilor Eshe Chosdomim. The Gemara learns it out from Psukim. The Gemara brings down Rabbi Shmuel, that's perhaps Cholek. The Gemara then brings down the Limudim. If you saw the Mar Makomos, you know, I'm not going to go through the Gemara. It's important to know that Avod Zarah has a pasuk, and Ritzicha. And we call them the Gimel Chamurus. This is really something that has to be addressed also. And you may be puzzled, and we'll be addressing this hopefully. It's Hashem. You may be puzzled because it turns out from the Gemara that Ritzicha doesn't seem all that chamur. There's just a cheshbon involved called Maichazis. Maichazis Domedach Sumak Tvei, Domedach Lugaber Sumak Tvei. You don't know what that means by now, or you don't. So it's not really a chumrah. It doesn't seem like there's the chomer of Shlichas Domim. It's like chomer. It's just pushing a mathematical cheshbon that of my chazis. And then there's a hekesh to Nara Morosa. But we certainly know them as the Gimel Chamuros, with a chomer more so than Kol HaTorah Kula. So we'll see about that. That's one of those things that, according to the Rambam, we'll see it's much more miyushuv. Then, like the Rambam had a take on the whole Inyan, which clarifies that as well. From Rashi, Dibri Amaschil Yavor Val Yehore, that by almost all the mitzvahs, you should be over the Aveira and not let yourself be killed. Rashi says, B'chai Bahem B'lo Sheyomos Bahem. So Rashi Shita is that really, without any psukim, a person should be moser nefesh for all the mitzvahs in the Torah, all the averes in the Torah. Someone, anything. The chiyuv not to do a lav would extend even to the point of losing one's life, the etzem, except the posuk of v'chai behem v'lo sheyomos bohem is where we learn out. Yavor v'al yehore. That's Rashi Shita. Tosfos on Amud Beis, Dibri Amaschil ben Noach, says differently. Tosfos, it comes out from the two-line Tosfos on the bottom of the Amud. From Tosfos it comes out that for whatever reason one would not demand that one be moser nefesh for every lav, and the reason you have to learn out from v'chai behem v'lo sheyomos bohem that yavar val yehoreh is only that we shouldn't learn out other mitzvahs from Naru Marasa and Rotzeach. But left to its own device, we'll call it be'etzem, you would not have to be moser nefesh for a lav. Right. So that's a point, like, why not? What would be the tour? Why wouldn't you have to? Okay, that's one thing to examine. Machlokas Rashi tells us about that. Another nakuda is as follows. According to Rashi, the ohavta, I'll say the ohavta, but don't copy me, that's wrong, as we said last night. Right? It's the ohavta, es Hashem Elokecha. So Rashi says it's talking about the Zara. That's what the Gemara says. Now, really, it's a shtickle shver, and you have to understand how to learn up the pasuk. Because there's a beferish din that you have to give up all your money not to be over any lav in the Torah. And that's learned out from v'chol miyodecha, v'chol mamoncha. So you have to give away all your money so as not to be over a lav. And that's pasuk in Shulchan Aruch, both in Ebenezer and both in Yerideya and in Aruch Chaim. So how do we slice up the pasuk here? When we say the ohav to eis Hashem Elokecha, v'chol levav, v'chol mafshecha, right, afiluhu notelas nafshecha, that Rashi says is talking about only Avodah Zarah. But yet when we say v'chol miyodecha, then we say that applies to any lav in the Torah. Now the Ran in Pesachim addresses this point. The Ran in the Dapei Harif and Tzavav Amar Aleph. The Ran says that really the ohav to eis Hashem Elokecha would naturally go on all mitzvahs. See, and this is why Rashi holds, we'll see about Tosfos, hopefully, this is why Rashi is like almost, I don't know if this is Tosfos, but the Ran's explaining Shitas Rashi, and this is really, this makes understandable the very first Rashi we spoke out, that really you have to be Mosa Nefesh B'Kol HaTerah Kula. Because really, the Ohav Toh Eis Hashem Elokecha B'Kol Lubav B'Kol B'Kol Nafshecha B'Kol Miyodecha goes on Kol HaTerah Kula. That's what the Ram says. Because Abbas Hashem, all mitzvahs are a manifestation of Abbas Hashem. There's nothing really intrinsic in the pasuk that says that it's only going on the lav of Avodah Zarah. By rights, it should be going on all mitzvahs. All averus, the Ram says. It's just that, and so now you have a new perspective on Rashi. It's just that you have another pasuk that contradicts it, and that's v'chai b'hem v'lo shi'amos b'hem. So the Ram says we really have two contradictory psukim. You have the Ohav Toh Eis Hashem Elokecha B'chol Lubav B'chol B'chol Nafshecha B'chol Miyodecha Afilu Hu Notelas Nafshecha, which would go on Kol HaTorah Kula, on all lav. Everything's Avos Hashem. But you have V'chai B'hem B'lo She'yomos B'hem, where you learn out that Yavor V'al Yehorek. So therefore we're forced to be Mitzamsein the Pasuk of the Ohav Toh to its to the greatest lack of Avos Hashem, which is Avodah Zarah. So that's how we're miyashem to Pesukim. That's the Ran. What do I think now? So first of all, you see clearly Rashi's rationale that you would really have to be Mosa Nefesh. Like this, you would say maybe just in Svara. You know, you have to be Mosa Nefesh Ad Nisa in order not to be over a lav. Like, why not? What would be the heter not? But you see, Tosfos doesn't hold like that. Tosfos says that naturally you would not have to be Mosa Nefesh for a lav. But now when you learn the Ranam Psachim, so you have a new insight into Rashi. That Rashi's not really being Cholik in Tosfos in Svara, but rather Rashi understands that the Pasuk of the Ohav Tois Hashem Elokecha, which you learn, Mamish would be talking about all the mitzvahs. So that's why you would have to be Mosa Nefesh for Kol HaTorah Kula, because it would all be Nichlal in the Pasuk of the Ohav Tois Hashem Elokecha. That's what you see in the Ran. Comes V'chai Ben Velosh Yomuz Bam, now we have two contradictory psukim. So we say, okay, V'chai Ben Velosh Yomuz Bam, and only the ultimate Avos Hashem do you have to be Mosa Nefesh for. That's the Ranam Tzach. Now, it's still shver. How do you slice up the pasuk? It's can you just do that? Can you just say that b'chol lebav b'chol b'chol nafshecha goes on avodah zarah, and u'b'chol miyodecha goes on kol haTorah kula? So we'll examine that too. I think according to the Ran, it's much better. It's not as shver. Throughout Shas, many times, there's always an open question, how much do in other words, according to the Ran, the basic meaning of the Pasuk would be Kol HaTorah Kula. Comes V'chai B'hem V'lo She'yomos B'hem and teaches you that can't be the ultimate meaning of the Pasuk. But it's possible, like, the basic meaning of the Pasuk is still Kol HaTorah Kula. It's just, you have B'chai B'hem V'lo She'yomos B'hem. By B'chol Miyodecha, all your money, you don't have B'chai B'hem V'lo She'yomos B'hem. So maybe that's not called interpreting the pasuk in a weird way. You have in many places in the Torah, Lamashal, just an example, like it says that the Nazir or the Mitzvah should be Megaleach is Kol Sa'aro. So like if I say Dol Chalos, I say, so then Kol Sa'aro means including the payas and the beer. And if, you know, and if not, then it doesn't mean that. So the interpretation of the pasuk is going to, it can have a basic meaning. You don't interpret the words of the pasuk based on the drasha, based on dinim. You have the pasuk has a basic din. In other words, it's like saying be'etzem. Really, you should be most nefesh b'kol haTorah kula. It just comes b'chai b'hem. So it's very possible that that already is enough of a way of understanding the pasuk in a way that's not shver. The pasuk could say you have to be most nefesh b'kol haTorah kula, both nefesh and woman. Then comes B'chaibahem and says, you know, so it's not really a reinterpretation. It's not as if now we say that now the Pasuk only means Avodah Zarah. That's not the way drushas work. Drushas don't reinterpret Sukkim. Drushas teach you Dina. So the basic meaning of the Pasuk could still be that theoretically you would have to be like the ultimate, no matter what it takes. That could be the basic meaning of the pasuk, but then there's different drushas, like in Kol HaTorah Kula, that limit it. So maybe according to the Ran, it's not even so shver that we slice up the pasuk that way. But I want to go deeper into the inyan, we'll see in the course of the shir, and explain how we slice up the pasuk. But I think is in a more satisfying way than just to say what we just said. Because we'll see that according to Tosfos, and as the Machlokes Rashi Tosfos that we just said really leads us into a different Machlokes, where we'll see that according to Tosfos, the Chai Bahem just teaches you a din, that pikuach nefesh is doiche isurim shebetorah. And according to Rashi, it teaches us a value system of what a nefesh mi Yisrael, where it stands, and a value system vis-a-vis keeping the mitzvahs of the Torah. And according to Tosfos, it's more din-oriented, teaching you a specific hanhaga, a specific din. And according to Rashi, we'll see, it teaches you a value. We'll see. That's what we'll now see. Taisa says that by Gilui Arayos, Karka Olam, so she doesn't have to be Mosa Nefesh. So what does Taisa say? Because it's learned that from Rotseyach. Rotseyach is my Chazis, so it's only Bekum Va'aseh. And if it's Sheval Taisa, if they throw you on a Tinoch, so you also, then the Mechazis works the other way. Because Mechazis only says, Mechitesi, you can go do something via Dayan. You should be passive, because all the things are equal. That's how Taisa understands the Mechazis. So there are Achronim, so Taisa says, so that's how it is by Ritzayach. And Mamela Ritzayach learns out to Naira Marasa. So by Naira Marasa also it teaches you that the Chiyuv Mesiras Nefesh by Gilui Arayos is only Bekum Va'aseh. You have to be Moser Nefesh and not go do an Aveira of Gilui Arayos. But if you're passive, there's no Chiyuv Mesiras Nefesh, just like by the Rotseyach, you wouldn't have to, if you're passive, you wouldn't have to be Moser Nefesh, because then the Maichazis flips around and says, you know, Maichazis, why should you go? You don't have to do anything. Sheval Taisim. That's Taisim says. Now, first of all, to clarify the case of Tosfos, because the Achronim, Chaim, and other Achronim say, like, what's Tosfos talking about? The Chlal, they threw you on a Tinoch, you didn't do anything at all. That's not a question of Sheva or Taisa. That's a question of you didn't even do a Meiser Ritzicha. You were just a garrison via Hacholzev. So that's Poshut. I mean, it's for sure. Tosfos is talking about that the person can move out of the way. He can, you know, if someone throws you on something, you could perform a maneuver to avoid falling on the Tino. That's for sure what Tosfos is talking about. That's Parshut. That's the case of Tosfos. So that's B'chal not Shver. Certainly, you're participating passively in an Ofen of Sheva al Taisa in the Ritzicha, because you could avoid landing on the Tino, and you b'mezid choose not to, because the person will kill you if you don't. If you maneuver and you turn your body and you avoid falling on the tinok, the person will kill you. That's for sure the case in Taisus. So Taisus is talking about that you're doing ritzicha b'meizid b'sheva al kaisa. That's Taisus' case. Now, Achreinim then go on to understand Taisus, that he says, look, you have one life against another life. My chazis, you don't know which is more valuable. So Sheva, you know, it's not for us to say whose life is more valuable. So Sheva al Taisa. That is certainly not Pshat and Taisus. If that would be Pshat and Taisus, it would be ludicrous and impossible to say that you learn out Tanaya Marasa. You would have to say that here it's one nefesh pitted against another, so they're equal. You don't know what to do, so to speak. So Sheva al Taisa Odin. So what's your limud now to Gili Arayos? That the aveir of Gili Arayos is also equal to a nefesh, and you don't know what to do, and therefore Sheva al Taisa Odin. It's lasach nishredman. It doesn't make any sense. If the Pshat and Taisus was that way, the way some Achronim learned, then it wouldn't be possible to learn out to Nara Murasa, that din. It doesn't make sense. If the din is Noveya, if the din that you only are mechuyev to be the Isser of Yerg Bal Yavar, the din of Yerg Bal Yavar is only when you're doing Ritzicha Bekumba Asay and not B'Sheva Al Taisa, is a result of a Maichazis, because all things being equal, Sheva Al Taisa Odif. So you're not going to learn that out to Nara Murasa. The only way it would make sense is to say that you're learning out Tanaim Arasa that the Aveira of Gilei Arayus is equal to the Nefesh. So we don't know what to do. So Sheva Al Taisa Odif. So if she's a Karka Oilon, she doesn't have to be Mosa Nefesh. That's certainly not Pshat. Pshat and Toismus is as follows. Two Yesodos to understand Toismus. To understand what Taisus is saying. Every Aveir in the Torah really has two aspects to it. And you have to know what you're talking about when you talk about the Aveir. L'mashal, if I say you get Misa for Chilul Shabbos, you get Misa for Machal Shabbos. There's two ways to understand that. What are you getting Misa for? You could say you're getting Misa for being Mechalel Shabbos, or you're getting Misa for the Aveira of being Mechalel Shabbos. That's two different things. Malkus, I happen to think that you get Misa for being Mechalel Shabbos, not for being over the Aveira. The Onesh is not for being over the Aveira. Probably when I say that's not conceptually, it's two different things. One's being over an Isser, and one is being Mechalel Shabbos. Probably when you say being over the Isser, it relates more to violating the Sivui Hashem. And you say being Mechal Shabbos, it's for the act of violating the Shabbos. The truth is, by Chai Ve Misa, it's probably a difference in Chai Ve Misa or Chai Ve Malkus. That you see, the Torah says if you Mechal Shabbos, you get Misa, and if you Avid Avodah Zorah, you get Misa. And if the Gilei Arayos, you get Misa, and each Aveira has, it says in the Pasuk, you get Misa for doing it. Malkus, for example, doesn't say if you eat Chazah, you get Malkus, and if you do wear Kelayim, you get Malkus, and if you plant Kelayim, you get Malkus, and if you chur, right? And if you chur from Shurba Chamor, you get Malkus, that was a trick. It does say if you chur from Lo Satsum Shurbadisho, you get Malkus. Malkus is a general din. Probably you get Malkus for being over alive. That's what comes out from the third parak in Malkus, Mustamba. No, they don't get Malkus for wearing kalal. You get Malkus for being over the Isser. And every lav has the ownership of Malkus. That's why it's uniform, and that's what you learn out from the Pasuk. For violating an Isser lav, you get Malkus. But Misa is for Chilul Shabbos, for Avodah Zorah. Not for being over the Isser of Avodah Zorah, for being over the Isser of Shabbos. Taisus is Yehorg Val Yavar, though. It's clear to me, if Taisus held Yehorg Val Yavar is, you know, give up your life so you shouldn't do Avodah Zorah, or so you shouldn't do Ritzicha, also you shouldn't violate arayos, then there's no difference sheval taisa kumba say. Sheval taisa and kumba say are differences in how you're over an iser, and there are different levels of chomer of being over an iser. So in other words, so first of all, taisus, if taisus is machalic that you only have to be moser nefesh if you're over the if you're over b'kumba asay, not b'sheval taisa. So that's first of all, it's borrowed by me that the matchup according to taisus between your life is between your life and being over an iser, being over this iser, being over an iser, being over this iser, not between your life and being mechal Shabbos, or between your life and doing avodah zarah, or between your life and being megal arayos. It's the iser, and therefore Taisa says, because of my chazis, we say, and this is how Taisa learned the inyan of my chazis, unlike Rashi, which we'll see in a moment, learned completely differently. Taisa learned that my chazis says that you're only you can't violate the. Wait, that. Another yesod to understand taisus is that violating something b'kum va'asei is taka more chomor than violating it b'shev al taisa. When you're relating to the iser. Now then you say, you can't do ritzicha. So we don't care if you do ritzicha b'kum va'asei or if you do ritzicha b'shev al taisa. One pshat in taisus is not, I don't know what to do, so shev al taisa odif, which we said a few minutes ago, it can't be, because that you can't learn out to Naira Marasa. So then that means Taisus is saying that Yehor Val Yavor is only for violating, for doing it b'kum va'aseh, not for doing it b'shev al taiseh. But that's a chomer and the iser. There's no difference in ritzicha if you're doing ritzicha b'kum va'aseh or shev al taiseh. It's a difference in how you're violating the iser ritzicha. And that we find throughout Shas, that violating an iser b'kum va'aseh is takum lochomer than violating an iser b'shev al taisa. Yav yesh koch b'yad chachomim lakadovim and atorah is b'shev al taisa, not b'kum va'asei. You have in brachas gadol kovod abrios shedochel osas hashem b'torah. That's only b'shev al taisa, not b'kum va'asei. That is a truism that violating an iser b'kum va'asei is more chomer than violating it b'shev al taisa. Whatever the chomer is, it's a philosophical difference, or it's a metaphysical difference, or it's pushed in the amount of merida. There's a difference if you're kumba asay than if you're sheval taisa. We won't go into that now, but that's clear, and that's what taisus means. So, in order to understand taisus, there's two premises. First of all, that you're matching up pikuach nefesh with the iser avodah zarah, with the iser gilai arayos, with the iser shvichas damim, and number two, Taisa says because it's based on my chazis, so now the din is not the result. If you stop learning, you have nefesh against nefesh, so you don't know what to do. You're stymied. You're stuck. So sheval taisa odif. That means that's not the din. That means that's the result of the din. The din is that you're stuck. You don't know what to do. The result is Sheval Taisa Odif. Taisus is saying the din is, because of my chazis, not the result of the din. The din is that you don't violate Ritzicha B'kum Va'aseh, that amount of chomer, of chomerkeit, of intensity of iser. You're not allowed to violate Ritzicha B'kum Va'aseh. You have to give up your life. You don't see my chazis doesn't tell you that you don't have to violate the tzicha b'shev al taisa. That's less chamur. Because my chazis is the svara. So the din is, you're only not allowed to do ritzicha b'kum va'aseh. Because it's on my chazis. So b'kum va'aseh, you can't do ritzicha. There is a ritzicha. Ritzicha, if the din would be you can't do ritzicha, we wouldn't care about kum va'aseh shev al taisa. These are differences in iser. So Taisus is looking at the iser ritzicha and saying, once you, so now we have a din, not a result. We have a din. The din is that you're not allowed to violate ritzicha b'kum va'aseh, even if it's pikuach nefesh. But you could violate ritzicha b'shev al taisa, even if it's pikuach nefesh. Very good. So we learn out now to Naira Marasa. We have a hekesh. Now we have a din, not a result. We have a din. So a din, you can learn out Tanaya Marasa. You could be Megala. You only can't be Megala. You learn out that you heard Val Yavar to violate Gilei Arayos B'kum Va'aseh. Because that's the din by Ritzicha. That you have to be Moser Nefesh and not violate the Isser B'kum Va'aseh. But you could violate it, Meshav Al Taisa. That's a din. A din you can learn out Tanaya Marasa. You don't need the Maichazas to apply Tanaya Marasa. It's a din, like every hekesh, you learn out the din. You don't need that the rationale should apply. If Shev Al Taisa was the result, then you can't learn out a result. But if it's, now we're saying it's the din, so the din you can learn out to Naira Marasa. So Taisus's view on my chazis is that it's the sibra of the din. The din is that you can't violate Mitzicha B'kum Va'aseh, but you could violate it B'sheva Al Taisa. And therefore you learn out Tanaya Marasa. That's Taisus's view, and that's how he understood the din of Yehori Va'yavar, that it's saying that the Chai Bahem, the Loshi Amos Bahem, is not matir these Isurim when you violate them B'kum Va'aseh. Maybe B'sheva Al Taisa, these meaning Naira Marasa and Ritzicha, B'kum Va'aseh, not B'sheva Al Taisa. Okay. Rashi, though, Rashi and, of course, the Rambam, make no mention of any differences between Kum Va'aseh and Sheva Al Taisa, and Rashi has a whole different perspective on the Maichazos. Rashi starts teaching us Musar and philosophy, and Rashi is like flying off somewhere in the Olamos Elyonim. He talks about that why was the Torah Matir Isurim to Pikuach Nefesh because of the Rashi uses like very very soft Lashonos. Rashi says a Nefesh Mi Yisrael is Yikara, it's Chaviv, it's Na'er. Rashi, if you go through the Rashis in Sanhedrin and Psachim, he uses all these soft words to explain the din of the Chai Ben B'loshi Yomus B'hem. It's a value. A Nefesh Mi Yisrael is worth more than any Isser in the Torah. That's what he says. It's Yikara, like, we're learning out a value system about a Nefesh Mi Yisrael. We're not learning out a din. Like, according to Tosafos, you learn out that Pikuach Nefesh is Doiche and Isser. So these Isurim, it's only Doiche, it's not Doiche, B'kum Va'aseh, and it is Doiche, B'shev Al Taisa. And you learn that Ritzayach, that is, because it's limited to my chazis, and you learn out Tanaya Marasa. But Rashi learned out a whole new thing. Rashi comes to my chazis and says as follows, that when Pikuach Nefesh is Doiche Kol HaTorah Kula, it's because of the value of a Yiddish and a Neshama. I'm not Shlomo Kalbach here. This is Rashi. Rashi says it clearly. He repeats it and uses these buzzwords, which really show you that Rashi is talking about values. That you weigh the violation of an Aveira versus a Yid being alive. And we're going to. This is what Rashi says. This is how he learns in the Gemara. That the whole Siba, that V'chai Behem V'loshi Yomus Behem teaches you a value. It teaches you that doing an Aveira, taking out a scale, and you have a choice between a Yid dying or living and an Aveira being done. So Rashi says, V'chai Behem V'loshi Yomus Behem teaches you the relative merits of those two conflicting values, that Nefesh Mi Yisrael is Yikara, V'chaviva, V'no'er. These are Rashi's words. Therefore, if someone comes to you and says, kill someone else or I'll kill you, Rashi says two things. He says, tarte. There's two things going on. You're not going to do two things. So now, someone's going to get killed and the Aveira will be done. Right? Rashi's lashon is, because now there's two things going on. Ibud neshama, a nefesh Yisrael is getting lost. The value is being violated anyway, Rashi says. You're not gaining anything. See, if it would be like, I want to save my life. So pikuach nefesh is doichev. So I want to save my life by killing someone. So that could make sense. So my chazus maybe says mechitesi, right? Who says you? But Rashi learns differently. Rashi learns that v'chay b'hem b'chlal doesn't address this case, because v'chay b'hem is a value that a yid shouldn't die, that you can be over an avera and a yid shouldn't die. But if a yid's going to die, if my avera is ritzicha, killing a yid, then v'chay b'hem is not b'chlal not addressing that case. So Rashi doesn't and wouldn't and couldn't conceptually be mechalek between sheva al taisa and kum va'aseh, because he's talking a different language in places. He's not talking a technical halachic din that's learnt out. V'chay b'hem v'loshiyomus b'hem, and my chazus is limiting it, and Tosfos says it's limiting it to kum va'aseh, not to sheva al taisa. According to Rashi, he's saying v'chay b'hem doesn't apply. My chazus is not that you have two now equal things. Certainly not the way Achrayim learn in Tosfos, two equal things and you don't know what to do. Not even the way we interpret it in Tosfos, that you have two equal things, so it only can teach you not to violate it for kum va'aseh. According to Rashi, it's a whole different story. According to Rashi, it's teaching you a value, that the value of a Yiddish neshama is worth more than any aveira. And therefore, it's no difference your neshama or the other person's neshama. It's not a din that you can save your life by being either an aveira. You could save a Yiddish life. This is what Rashi says. So if the aveira you'll be doing is killing someone, so there's no the heter doesn't start. There's no b'chay b'hem below shiyomus b'hem, Rashi says. There's no heter. The heter is to save a life. You're not saving a life. It's a value system, and here's a yid's getting killed. So you haven't gained anything in the value. So b'chlal, you're not allowed to kill someone. Ritzicha can't have the heter of pikuach nefesh. It's an absurdity. That's what Rashi's saying. Killing someone, and Rashi's not addressing the isser of killing someone. You see, that the absurdity is because Rashi's not addressing the isser of ritzicha, like we said in Taisus. Rashi's addressing ritzicha, killing someone. You can't be matir killing someone to save a life. The words have no meaning. It's ridiculous. It's absurd. It's an inherent contradiction. So B'chai B'hem teaches you the value of saving a life, but it can't address killing someone. You don't kill someone to save a life. It's an absurdity. So therefore, that's how Rashi learns, and that's what Rashi talks about. Values, Yikorah, Chadiva, Noah, and therefore it's not shayach to be mechalek between Sheva al-Taisa and Kum va'aseh, according to Rashi. Taisus is addressing the Isser Ritzicha, where you can talk about Kum va'aseh Sheva al-Taisa. Rashi is addressing Ritzicha, killing someone. Killing someone can't have the built-in safety valve but you can kill someone to save a life. That's ridiculous. You can be chazah to save a life. You can be mechal shabbos to save a life. But you can't kill someone to save a life. So therefore, the din is, because, and that's what my chazah is telling you, that his nefesh is as yokar and chaviv is yours. So the v'chay b'hem is talking about him as much as it's talking about you. The Chai Ben Boshon is not talking about your life. He's talking about your life. He's talking about his life. Everybody's life is the same. It's a yid. So therefore, it's not shayach the whole Indian. Oh. The Machlokas Achronim, what do you do in a case of Ritzicha when there's no Maichosis? They come up with scenarios where there's no Maichosis. There's a scenario, maybe you learned in the Sugi of Sheva Ben Bichri, that according to Reish Lakish, if the Goyim say, give us someone and we'll kill him, or else we'll kill all of you, including him, right? And then the Yached, a person, they say, give us that person and we'll kill him, or else we're going to kill all of you, including him. So we pass them like Reish Lakish, that they're not allowed to give up that person, because ain't dochin nefesh, mei nefesh. There's a Maichazis there. Oh, but there's no Maichazis. That's what the Achronim ask. The Ramach asks it, because the Mishnah on the Rambam brings it down. There's no Maichazis. He's going to get killed. You're all going to get killed. He's also going to get killed. So there's obviously no Maichazis. So why can't you give him up? There's no Maichazis. So the Kesef Mishnah says that Lamaisa, Shvichas Domim is you heard Bal Yavor. You don't look at the Machazus anymore. That's what the Kesef Mishnah says. Tosfos obviously doesn't hold like that, because Tosfos is still holding that B'Sheva Al Taisa, you do Ritzicha. You're allowed to do Ritzicha B'Sheva Al Taisa, because there's no Machazus. So really, it's a Machlekes Rashi Tosfos. Kachner Ali. According to Tosfos, clearly, you stay with the Machazus. Tosfos holds the Maskana. If you're doing Ritzicha B'Sheva Al Taisa, then do it. There's no Yehoreh Bar Yavor. Do the Ritzicha B'Sheva Al Taisa. But Rashi, who did not machalik b'sheva al taisa, because Rashi learns the whole machozus is different. There is a machozus in this case. Machozus means you can't kill someone to save the life. It's like the words have no meaning. So even in the Ramach's case, where the goyim say, give us that person or else we're going to kill all of you, there's no machozus only in the sense of accounting. If you're making an accounting, you're going to get killed anyway. But in this sense, that you can't be matir ritzicha in order to save a life, that sentence can't be said, because b'chai b'hem is a value, so as a value, his life is worth as much as your life, so that you can't do, even if the goyim say, give us one person, or else we're going to kill all of you. You can't give one person. You're doing ritzicha when you give one person to them. You can't do ritzicha to save a life, to save his life, to save any... You can't. That's what Rashi says. That's the real Maichazus, according to Rashi. So this Shaila of when there's no Maichazus is really, I think, telling Maichazus Rashi Taisus. And according to Rashi, you don't need Maichazus anymore, which is not... You have Maichazus. Maichazus doesn't say, go to your accountant and figure out what's more worthwhile to do. That's not what Maichazus says, according to Rashi. According to Rashi, Maichazus teaches you a value, and that value says you can't do Ritzicha to save a life. That the value is that a Yiddish life is worth more than any Aveira. Obviously, you can't say that a Yiddish life is worth more than the Aveira of Ritzicha, because Ritzicha is taking away a life. And therefore, Rashi would hold that certainly that's also to do Lamaskana, even if it's kedai to do, even if your accountant tells you to do it, but you're still not allowed to do it. I want to go deeper into Rashi and explain what the value is, even though it'll sound a little philosophical, a little funny. But first of all, Rashi sounds funny. Rashi very rarely uses words like Yikara, the Chaviva, the Noah. Rashi very rarely waxes poetic to explain a Gemara. And here he goes off into this never never land of all these fancy words, of the fancy concepts. I want to explain the oimek of Rashi, what Rashi's teaching us, what the value is. Till now we just said the value is, you put on a scale, a nefesh mi Yisrael, and you put on a scale an Aveira, and the nefesh mi Yisrael wins. Mashenkin by Ritzicha, so it can't win. I think there's an oimek in Rashi, and it will explain how we split up the pasuk that we talked about, the Ohavta Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol yodecha, that when it comes to Momon, it's talking about all the Yisurim, and when it comes to Nefesh, it's only talking about Avodah Zarah. And this will give us a Pesach to understand the whole Rambam's approach in the whole Inyan, which is a whole different perspective in the whole Inyan of Yehoreh Bal Yavor, different than many, many Rishonim, certainly different than Rashi and Tosfos. The Chai Ben Belosh Yomazem, according to Rashi, teaches us, Rashi says this, that Yokar Nefesh Yehudi, then all the mitzvahs in the Torah. It's Yokar. Now, why is it Taka Yokar? Why? If Rashi says that, then I think it's a legitimate question. Why is it Yakar? If Hashem is Hashem, Hashem is saying, don't do this. Again, According to Rashi, is not a din. If it's a din, you don't ask such questions. Hashem said you put on tefillin Sunday, you don't put on tefillin Shabbos. Hashem says don't do aveiros, and do an aveir if it'll save someone's life. You wouldn't ask the question. But Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi explains that the Torah is teaching you a value. It's not telling you a din. According to Tosis, it's telling you a din. So you start playing with the din. Kumbasei shadal taisa. According to Rashi, it's teaching you a value, and you extrapolate the din for yourself. So what is the value? Taka, what's the value? Yemeshino seinu bohem shivim shana, din begvuro shmonim shana. So why taka is a Yiddish life more yokar than violating the Ratzon Hashem? And don't tell me because it's the Ratzon Hashem that you should be able to Yisr. That begs the issue. Then Rashi would b'chal have no pshat. Then Hashem could do that about Ritzicha also. Rashi doesn't do that. Rashi steps back and says, V'chai ben v'loshi yom ben is teaching you a value, an objective value. It's not getting into the nitty gritty of the din. It's not a din, it's a value. So what is the value? So I think it's Pashut, and this is already a Pesach to understand all the Gimel Chamuros, which I said in the beginning of the Shir. You know, we call them Gimel Chamuros, even though when you learn the Sugya, it doesn't seem that Shvichas Damim is all that Chamur. It's just a technicality that says, you know, my choses. Then there's a Hekesh Tanayra Marosa. Maybe it ain't that Chamur. You know, why do we call it the Gimel Chamuros? The value of a Chai Ben Beloshiyomus Pem, and again, Rashi uses words Chaviv, Noe, Yokar. Wonderful. I found myself liking everybody as I was learning the Sugya. I recovered very quickly. It sounds funny, but I think it's the Feirish, like I'm scared to say it, that is. But you're going to see it the Feirish in the Rambam. The Rambam is clear like that. It's because a Nefesh Yehudi is representative of Elohim and the Bria. And that's more valuable than listening to particular mitzvahs. A person's life, a person, a yid, Nefesh Mi Yisrael, a person represents Hashem and the Bria. So Hashem, it's like Elokus, this is Etzem Elokus and the Bria. That's more valuable than not eating chazir. That's just like Krata. But there are three things that violate that make perfect sense. Avodah Zarah, which is a siluk of the Shekhinah from this world. So you're not going to say the value of having a yid alive against Avodah Zarah. Shvichas Damim, very obviously, because you're being misalik the world. Gil Arayas, I don't know. What I could think... But you'll see it in the Rambam, and I see it in Rashi. So to me, I guess Gilai Rayas is the idea that Ish V'Isha Shechina Beinehem, and if you have the wrong hookup that doesn't fit, it's Kores, and Kedushin are not Teufis, and you have a Chibur that should be the Shechina, but it can't be the Shechina, it's like a Stira, Kedushin is not Teufis, that's a Siluk Elokus from the Bria. And there you can't say B'chai Ben Vosh Yom Ben. We can't talk about a Yokor Nefesh Yehudi if there's Avodah Zarah going on, or Shvichas Damim going on, or Gilai Royos going on. That's what I think is the way Rashi saw the Sugya, that it's a value. And now I can turn to the Pasuk and say that the Ohavto Asa Shem Elokecha B'chol Levav Kol Ponach V'chol V'chol Miyodecha is really telling me I can't be Yogar on any Mitzvah Hashem. But now you have B'chai Ben Vosh Yom Ben that says there's a higher value. Says that I should keep all the mitzvahs, even at Moves. But there's a higher value besides this pasuk. It's not b'chai ben v'loshi yom b'chayim. The pshat in the Ram in Pesachim is not that it's a limitation on what the pasuk's telling you. It's not a miut in the pasuk. It's a higher value. You have the Yohav Dois, Hashem Elokecha B'chol Levavcha B'chol Nafshecha B'chol Ruchecha B'chol Nedecha, which says that on one level, you should really give over your nefesh, not to be over the Ratzon Hashem. And the Pasuk means all mitzvahs, B'chol Levavcha B'chol Nafshecha B'chol Miyodecha. But you have B'chai Behem B'loshiyomus Behem as an added din. It's an added din. It's not a limitation in the Pasuk of the Yohav Dois. It's an added din that there's a higher value. the higher value is a nefesh miYisrael. The chai ben b'loshi yamukam, that's a higher value. So you're limited to avodah zara now. So the practical manifestation, the practical bepoel of the pasuk of the yahavta when it comes to a person's life will only be avodah zara. Because then that's a higher value even than a nefesh miYisrael. Is a siluk shechina through avodah zara, through the denial of Hashem's echad. So that's another way of understanding the chiluk haposuk, that the posuk remains in its meaning of referring to all mitzvahs, the etzem, but the halacha is governed by a higher value that's in a different posuk, the chai behem, v'loshi yomus behem. And now I'm going to get to the Rambam. That you're going to see all these, all in the Rambam it's clear, all these highfalutin ideas. The Rambam has a whole different take on the whole sugya. Why do I say that? Because the Rambam, before he teaches you that it's also to do avodah zarah, and before he teaches you that it's also to be megal arayos, and before he teaches you that you're not allowed to kill somebody, he tells you all these halachas. And he calls it kiddush Hashem and chilul Hashem. And he doesn't talk about it mitzad the aveira, and whether it's mutter to do the aveira, or also to do the aveira. And if you look in the hilchas avodah zarah, he doesn't say you're not allowed to do avodah zarah even if they're going to kill you. And if you look at Hilchos Ritzicha, he doesn't say you're not allowed to kill somebody even if they're going to kill you. And if you look at Hilchos Gila Arayas, he doesn't say you're not allowed to be Megala Arayas even if they're going to kill you. He doesn't mention it. It's a new din of Kiddush Hashem and Chilul Hashem. And the Rambam says that Kol Beis Yisrael Metzuvan al Kiddush Hashem Menikdashni B'soch B'nei Yisrael V'los Chal Lo Hashem Kodshi. And then he says, so when it comes to all mitzvahs, this is the way the Rambam says it. So when it comes to all mitzvahs, v'chai behem v'loshi yomus behem. And when it comes to these three, you have to let yourself be killed. And if you don't, you're mechal Hashem Shemayim. The Rambam doesn't bring down any sugya. What happened to our whole sugya? The Rambam waits till halacha vav and zayin when he has a completely different case of a person that's sick, deathly sick, and his only refuah would be avodah zarah or gil arayos. Then the Rambam wakes up and brings down the Ahavtos Hashem Avokecha, that afilo notelos nafshecha. You're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to be misrapi with avodah zarah. You're not allowed to be misrapi with gil arayos. He doesn't say that till halacha zayin. In his whole litany, in the Gimel Chamuros, Yavor Val Yehoreh, and Yehoreh Val Yavor, he doesn't say a word about our Gemara's Limudim. He just says, this is Kiddush Hashem, and this is Chilul Hashem. So first of all, how does he know? Who said? I mean, if it's not a Chilul Hashem, a guy says, be Mechal Shabbos or I'll kill you. Mechal Shabbos, B'chai Ben B'losh Yomus Ben. And we don't call that Chilul Hashem. Because Hashem said, you know, go be Mechal Shabbos, not a Chilul Hashem. Okay, Baruch Hashem, good. So then Hashem could have said that about Gil Arayish, because done in Avodah Zarah also. Like, the Rambam sounds like it's inherently a Chilul Hashem to do these things. He doesn't bring down any psukim. The Rambam's a pella. He doesn't bring down our whole psukim in Sanhedrin. He just says, other mitzvahs go do the Aveira, B'chai Ben B'losh Yomus Behem. But these three, it's a Chilul Hashem. And then he says, and you know what? The other mitzvahs are also Chilul Hashem. If it's the Farhesya, or if it's a Shas Hashmad. Rambam lumps it together. He lumps together the Gimel Chamuros and says, that's a Chilul Hashem. Even B'tzinna, even if he does it in your house, no one's watching. It's a Chilul Hashem. Together with Shas Hashmad, and together with the Farhesya, he goes, it's Chilul Hashem, and all of the duties. Pellet. Where's the Rambam coming from? The Rambam says if you are not Omid bin Asoyan and you're Oyver Abu Dazor Gilaraisha Shikha's Dom and you don't let yourself be killed, you don't get punished because you're an Oynus. That's the Rambam says. Now, so then what? You're an Oynus because someone's threatening you with your life. You're supposed to be Moser Nefesh, but you weren't Omid bin Asoyan. You know, a guy is faced with death, you know, so he's an Oynus, the Rambam says. Then what's the big Chilul Hashem? So you're an Oynus on Chilul Hashem too. You hear the kasha? If you're an onase, so then it's lo nola. I don't know, it's lo nola if you did it. Gimel chamuros. For some reason, the chilul Hashem, even Rambam brings no makor. He doesn't say why it's a chilul Hashem. Let it be like Shabbos, like eating chaza. It's not a chilul Hashem. Save your life. That's one question. Second question is, the Rambam himself says that if you do it, if you're not only been a son, you're an onase. So if you're an onase, I don't see the big chilul Hashem if you're an onase. You're an onase. Onase of one have a better chab. Let's say a melech says, everybody has to be mechal Shabbos. And in a way that it's a chilul Hashem if you don't. His intention is to be mavir you, is to make you violate your religion. Go be mechal Shabbos. He makes it zayin. So the din is it's a chilul Hashem and you have to be moser nefesh for it. Right? Let's say a guy had a baby boy one Shabbos and he has to be malim the next Shabbos. Right? So should it be malim or not? It's a chilul Hashem if he's malim. He's violating the Shabbos. So everybody is saying, no, of course that's not a chilul Hashem. You're supposed to be malim. Yeah? So you'll tell the melech, I don't want you to think I'm listening to you. Right? Adarabba, Hashem wants me to be malim. So why can't I do the same thing if I'm an oinus? I understand it's not an exact sushtel. There is a mitzvah to be malim. But if I'm an oinus, so I can tell the melech, listen, I'm an oinus. You understand that? A mila wouldn't be a chilul Hashem. So why is an oinus a chilul Hashem? The Rambam calls the guy an oinus. He's an oinus. You're going to get killed. You can't be armed in the soil. So I don't know. So why are you mechal Hashem? The Rambam should have said you're mechal Hashem, although it's ba'inus. How come he doesn't say you're mechal Hashem, it's ba'inus? It's only when he's talking about the etzem aveira that he says if you're not armed in the soil, so you're an oinus. So I don't know. So the chilul Hashem is also ba'inus. So then what's the whole big deal? So then, like, why do that to people? And by the way, there's a philosophical question here too. That if the Rambam holds you're an oinus, if you're not oimid ben asayon, it means you don't really have bechira. To call a person an oinus, it means when he's faced with the threat of death, he doesn't really have bechira. That's what the word oinus means. That the threat of death is so overwhelming that the person loses his bechira. That's the meaning of the word oinus. So, wait a second. If he doesn't have Bechira, how can we be Mechayiv him to be Moser Nefesh? It's Mamash Astira. If you turn around and say that if he's not Omid ben Nisayan, he's an Ones, that's the same as saying that he lost his Bechira at the threat of death. It's too overwhelming. So then how could Hashem be Mechayiv us to do it? If you don't have Bechira. So you say, you do have Bechira. Then if you don't do what you're supposed to do, why don't you get punished? I'm a peller. The whole Rambam's a peller, from beginning to end. So I hope Pshat and the Rambam is the way we said in Rashi. The Rambam brings no makar because he holds that the three chamurus are a chilul Hashem. It's a chilul Hashem. Avodah Zorah, where you're denying the existence of Hashem. And Shvichas Domim, where you're killing a Nefesh Yehudi who represents Hashem in the Bria, and Gilei Aroyos, which I'm saying L'choira, to fit. It's a Chilul Hashem, the Etzem. These things are the Etzem of Chilul Hashem. That's why they're called the Gibel Chamuros, because they are Mesalek Elokus from the Bria, and that's why they are a Chilul Hashem. And so if you'd be allowed to do it, this is the way the Rambam says it. You're allowed to do it. It would be mutter to do. The pasuk says you're not allowed to do it. You hear? But you're an oinus if you do it, because the thought of death is too overwhelming. So out the gimel cham, out the aveira of gilei arayos, shlichas domim, and avodah zorah, you're an oinus. But you have to be mekadesh shem shamayim. Everybody knows, if I see a child, let's say, pinned under a car, chas v'shalom, and I try to pick up the car, I can't, it's too heavy. But if it's my child under the car, then people show amazing koichos, right? For a higher value, you have kochos that you didn't have 5 minutes ago. Right? This is true. Now, what's the pshat when you pick up the car if it's your child? Is the pshat You really always have those kochos. But, you know, you're a little lazy. So if it's someone else's child, lo nohav. But if it's your child, that's not the pshat. For sure that's not the pshat. You taka don't have the kochos to pick up the car. But when everybody is like that by anything, I want to get up in the morning. So for a lower value, I can't get up. And I'm packing on this. I'm not going to get up for Shabbos. Offer me $1 million. If I get up, I'll get up. It's not the pshat I'm a faker. The pshat is I will suffer. I mean, I might be, because if you could really get up in the morning, you go to Shabbos. Bit example. But you understand what I'm saying? When you summon up kochos for a higher value, it doesn't mean it's a gilui that you always had those kochos. That's a truism, and it's bad and true, that for a higher value, you are machadish kochos that you didn't have, and you don't have them for a lower value. So this is what the Rambam holds. The gibul chamuros kidarayish because dogman of Otzora are the etzem kiddush and chilul Hashem. And that's all the Rambam talks about. He doesn't even bring down the psukim in the sugya. As he explained in Rashi, because Yoker Nefesh Yehudi, but these three, Nefesh Yehudi falls away. Because it's Avodah Zorah. Because the whole yakrus of a Nefesh Yehudi is a lakus. So Avodah Zorah and Shvichas Domen and Gila Arayos, you have to say, is a siluk of the Shechina, siluk of a lakus, and therefore the Nefesh Yehudi, which makes the whole Torah pale in insignificance, Rashi says, because Yoker, Bechov, and Benoia, but the three Chamuros make a Nefesh Yehudi pale into insignificance. Okay? So it's a Chilul Hashem, it's Kiddush Hashem. Kiddush Hashem, Chilul Hashem. But you're an Oros if you're not only Benesoyo. But that's what Gabi Avodah, because death, it's overwhelming. To not do Avodah Zorah, to not do Gilai Raya, to not do Shvichas Domin, you're an Oros. But that's Lagabi, those three Averis. But Lagabi, the higher value of Kiddush Hashem, like an inherent stealing the Rambam. I told you, first of all, there's a philosophical question. If I say you're anonymous, if you don't have Bechir, how can Hashem demand that I do it if I don't have Bechir? Then the Rambam doesn't work. He says you have to do it, and if you don't, you're Mechalel Hashem, and you violate the law of Chilul Hashem, and he doesn't say you're an honest there. You're the same honest. Why didn't he say you're an honest though? Why didn't he say in Halacha Aleph that if you do the Avodah Zorah, if you do the Gilai Raya, if you do the Shvichas Domin, you're Mechalel Shem Shemayim, but you're an honest? He doesn't say that. He says later that you don't get Nisa for the Avodah Zorah, for the Gilai Raya, for the Shvichas Domin, because you're an honest. Rambam's being machadish a higher value than Gilai Arayas, than Shvichas Domin. The higher value is Kiddush Hashem. For that, Hashem demands you summon up kochos that a normal person doesn't have. For the higher value of Chilul Hashem. But you don't get Misa, because you don't get Misa for Chilul Hashem. When you pick up the car for your own child, it's not the child, oh, now I have those kochos, and I would have had them for a different child too, except I got caught. I got caught. My child. Besides, I only had them for my child. So that means you could at the same time be an onus on the Avodah Zorah, on the Shlichas Domin. You're an onus. You don't get punished for doing Avodah Zorah. You're an onus. Because for the value of not doing Avodah Zorah, the thought of death is overwhelming, and you're an onus. But Hashem demands that you rise above those kochos for the sake of Kiddush Hashem and be Moser Nefesh. And for that, you're not an onus. You can be an onus at the same time for that boy, the Zorgul Arashi Shechaz Domim, but you're not an onus on Kiddush Hashem. And this is a Moyodika, we'll have to stop here. I have a little more to say, but just a Moyodika diuk in the Rambam. If you look in the Pasuk in Amar, it says, in the Pasuk in Amar, which talks about Kiddush and Chilul Hashem, it first says the love of Chilul Hashem, and then it says the asay of Kiddush Hashem. The Rambam puts around the order. The Rambam says, "Kol beis yisrael mitzuvin al kiddush Hashem, shenema v'dikdashi b'sof b'nei Yisrael, u'muzhorin shelo l'chalim." So you might say, eh, not such a big deal. I would have said so too if I wouldn't have a teretz. But now it's very meduyik, the Rambam. It's more meduyik, meduyik. Because if you look at the Malbim on the Sifri, he says as follows. V'los chalilu Hashem kachi. Yochol, if a guy threatens you with death, and says, do the Gimel Chamuros, and you're not going to be the Soyim. That's not a Chilul Hashem. You are faced with death. But you mechuyev to be Mekadei Shein Shemayim. And that you could rise above your normal Koyches and be Mekadei Hashem. That's the Malbim explaining the Sifri. Kup Techois, why? So the Rambam says it in the right order. You have to be Mekadei Shein Shemayim. The reason it's a Chilul Hashem, it's because you didn't do a Kiddush Hashem. That's the Sifri. That's him, it wouldn't be a Chilul Hashem. Someone's pointing a gun to your head. Like I said before, the Melech, we just had a court case. I was waiting for this case for literally 15 years. And Baruch Hashem, 6 weeks ago it happened. A judge said to a guy, give a get or I'm going to put you in jail. And finally, we had our case where the guy went back to the judge and said, of course you told me to give a get or else I'm going to go to jail. I can't give a get because it's a get Melusa. I don't know if he said nah, 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 nah. I don't know. But we were waiting for this case for literally 15 years. And the judge was in Kabul. And Paskin, he's purple. I'm not going into the Yetzel case, but he should or he shouldn't. He went back to the judge. He said, I'm an honest. I can't give a get. I'm an honest. Go back to the Melech that said, do I know the Zohar, I'll kill you. And what's the Chilul Hashem? I can't. I'm going to get killed. That's all. So here, pass the Avodah Zohar. I don't want to get killed. There's no Chilul Hashem. The Sifri says that. But the Sifri says you're mechuyev to be Mekadosh Hashem. And now, if you're not Mekadosh Hashem, it's a Chilul. Because you didn't do Kiddush Hashem that you were mechuyev to do. That's why the Rambam changes around the order. Because the Rambam's talking about a case where the guy says, I'll kill you if you don't do the Aveira. So he starts off with Kiddush Hashem. He can't start off with Chilul because it wouldn't be Be'etzim Chilul. It's because you have a Chiyuv of Kiddush Hashem. You want a Kiddush Hashem, that's why it's a Chilul. Mashenkin and Alocha Vav and Zion, which we can't get into now, it's a whole. There he's not talking about that, the same type of honors. They were talking about a guy that's sick. The Rambam says if a guy's sick and he gets a refuah from Avodah Zorah, you do give him Misa. When a guy says, do Avodah Zorah or I'll kill you, and you're not only the Nisoyan and you do the Avodah Zorah, that's called an onus. Because it's an outside force, and you're not only the Nisoyan. But when you're sick, and deathly sick, and the only refuah is Avodah Zorah, here the Rambam says if you're not Oymed b'nisoyon and you take the medicine, you get Misa. That's called Ratsa. So there's no time now to explain the Chiluk. All the Afrinim talk about it. Why is that called Oymed and not called Ratsa? But the point is it's called Ratsa in Halakha Bav and Zayin. So if it's called Ratsa, you don't need Kiddush Hashem and Chilul Hashem anymore. Here it's enough for the Rambam to just quote the Pesukim that it's Asur to do. Because you have it's Ratzon, so you have Bechira, so the Rambam just has to say it's also to do. So he brings down the Pesukim in Sanhedrin. But in the that's in Halacha Vav and Zion. But here where he's talking about where the guy's an Oinus, and he says himself, if you're not only been a Sari, you're an Oinus. So he's saying, what's it? There's no Chil Hashem if you're an Oinus. And how can Hashem demand it of you if you're an Oinus? There's a higher value here. There's a value of Kiddush Hashem. You're supposed to rise above your Koyches and be Moser Nefesh. That's why he says Kiddush Hashem first, Chilul Hashem second, and that's why he doesn't bring down the Pesukim in the Sanhedrin. Because it's not enough. It's not enough. You wouldn't have to be Moser Nefesh, according to the Rambam, just for the Gimel Chamuros. That's what the Rambam holds, openly. It's only because it's Kiddush and Chilul Hashem. So then we started off with a question, Mechi Teisi of Kiddush and Chilul Hashem. So let it be like Eden Chazer. Let it be like Bim Chal Shabbos. That's what we said, the way we said in Rashi. That the Rambam holds these three mitzvahs are inherently the Chilul Hashem, the Kiddush Hashem. And that's why you're mechuyev to be Moser Nefesh for it, but because of the din of Kiddush and Chilul Hashem. Not the etzem because of the Averis. Because of the Averis, you're an Oinus. The Rambam says you're an Oinus. But there's a higher value of Kiddush and Chilul Hashem.